Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday. We get together with registered dietitian Amber Boyens right here in Madison, Minnesota, hometown girl.
That's right.
With Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services.
Yep, you got it.
She was gone for a while, and then she came back.
I did. Here I am.
Okay, we're glad you're here.
Thanks.
But you did have some good experiences when you were gone.
I did, yeah.
You worked at the Veterans Hospital or VA?
I did. I worked at the VA in Minneapolis. I got to work in research at the University of Minnesota. To work for a functional medicine clinic in the Twin Cities. And a lot of really cool opportunities while I was there.
And brought all those experiences right back to the old hometown.
You got it.
That's good. Well, today we're going to talk about bookending your day.
That's right.
And I had to ask you what that was all about, and so I'll just let you explain it.
Perfect. Right. Well, I've noticed a lot of times when I'm working with people, it doesn't particularly matter what kind of changes we're trying to make, whether it's because of a new health concern or just for general wellness or prevention or whatever it is. One of the challenges that a lot of people experience, and we've talked about this piece of it before, is that it can sometimes feel like an all or nothing kind of thing. Like I have to change everything I'm doing or I'm not going to see any impact. And that's absolutely not what it is. Now, certainly, the more we build routine and normalcy and change our mindset, the more successful we're going to be. So one of the things that I found to be really effective in working with people is thinking about the beginning of the day and the end of the day, the bookends of what we do nutritionally. Because one of our challenges, one of the things that people often experience is that things during the day are less predictable sometimes. Sometimes work schedules change, kids have to get picked up early from school or daycare, you have a sporting event that you're traveling to, we've got all of these other things that are going on. And it's not that we can't have any kind of a control element in those situations, but it can just be a little bit more difficult sometimes. So if we can focus more on how we're starting our day nutritionally, and then we'll talk about the evening, but it's not just what we're eating for that evening meal. It actually has more to do with what we're doing after we've eaten that evening meal. So let's start with the morning. We've talked about breakfast before. We're not going to dive deep into breakfast today, but after we wake up, we're mildly dehydrated, right? We've gone however many hours of sleep we had without having anything to eat or drink. And we've found that simply drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning can be as effective as drinking a cup of coffee for waking people up. And it does more for our body. That doesn't mean we necessarily replace our cup of coffee with a cup of water. It means we add in a cup of water in the morning. So before we do anything else, we get our body a little bit more hydrated. It can help us with our mood, with our energy levels, with just concentration, how we're feeling, how we're digesting, all of it. So in getting into that routine, if your routine is already to get up and make yourself a cup of coffee, have your water glass or your water bottle sitting there to help remind you to get that started. Now, we've talked quite a bit about protein. We've talked a little bit about the protein craze that's kind of happening a little bit where everything has protein in it. But every time we've talked about breakfast, it's not so much about what time you eat your breakfast or when you eat breakfast or even having breakfast necessarily. It's about the very first caloric thing that we have. So the very first food or drink that we take in any day should have some kind of protein in it, and ideally some kind of fiber and antioxidants, so something colorful. If we can have those things on hand and ready to go in our house, that can help throughout the day with improving fullness, keeping our blood sugars regulated, reducing those mid-morning kind of crashes where we're maybe seeking some things, or if there's donuts sitting on the counter or candy in our drawer, preventing us from going for that kind of stuff. But it also helps us just make sure we're meeting those protein needs from good quality protein sources throughout the day. Higher protein breakfasts reduce those cravings throughout the day. It's also just in general associated with better regulating our hunger and fullness hormones and our glucose response all the way into the evening. So how our body is handling things in those evening hours, which can also sometimes be difficult, is impacted by the very first things we do during the day. So if we can start out by having that breakfast of some kind of protein and some kind of color, that's ideal. Now, it doesn't need to be fancy, right? It could be a hard-boiled egg and a banana on the way out the door. Is that the ideal breakfast? Not necessarily. Is it a decent breakfast? Sure, if it sustains you. It's probably a little low on protein and fiber, but it has a little bit of both. So when we're talking protein, a lot of times the recommendations for any given meal, and especially breakfast, is around 20 to 30 grams of protein. So that's 3 to 4 ounces of protein for breakfast. And then when we think about fiber, our ultimate goal is around 30 grams a day. More is probably great, but that would put us at about 10 grams of fiber for breakfast. So, you know, if we have oatmeal ready to go, if we have whole grain toast with peanut butter and something else. I've shared before, my five-year-old loves to have leftovers for breakfast. There's no rules on what we can and can't eat first thing in the morning, but if we can aim for things that have fiber, aim for things that have a little bit of protein, and get that hydration before we even walk out the door, that's kind of our goal.
Call it an energy ball, you know, a homemade, yep. homemade energy ball thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what's in it.
Yeah.
Except some chocolate chips maybe once in a while and an orange.
Sure. So you're getting those energy balls have oats, which is great. That's fiber, a teeny bit of protein, peanut butter,
mm-hmm.
honey or maple syrup, flaxseed, chia seed. They're a great, great way to start the day. All Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So your mom's setting you up well.
Yeah, she is. I usually work out for about a half an hour and then I have my energy ball. You know. And
you work out for a half hour?
No, you didn't know that? I'm up pretty early.
You are?
Nobody's seen it.
We'll go with that, yeah, okay. Yes. I might have to set up a ring camera over at your house or something so I can see what's going on first thing in the morning of those walks.
There you go.
Now, if you can get movement in the morning, spectacular. But movement is actually a really good intro into that evening, because after we have that evening meal, what do most of us do?
Fall asleep in a recliner.
Yes, exactly.
While trying to watch NCIS or something.
There you go. Okay. That's not best. So if we can have, ideally, an after supper walk is great. We get outside, we get fresh air. We know that just doing a short walk after meals can help improve our sleep and our blood sugar control. It can reduce any kind of reflux that we might get because it helps our body get all of the stuff moving through our system. So a little bit of movement after that evening meal can go a long way. It doesn't need to be a full-on workout. We're not training for a marathon. We're just getting out and moving our body for 5 to 15 minutes after we eat to help keep everything going. Now, if we can take 5 additional minutes to just think about the next day, set out the things that you're going to need for breakfast. If you have some extra time and energy, you can certainly do a little bit of meal prep or lunch prep or something like that. But simply setting yourself up for success at breakfast, it can take 5 minutes or less, but makes a huge impact in the morning because you don't have to get up and start making decisions and start looking for things. You're just ready to go. So while morning is important, the things we do in the evening after that evening meal, so even if we ended up eating out when we weren't expecting to, or we ended up with a meeting we weren't expecting to have, using 5 to 20 minutes once we get home to move our body, to look for what we're going to have for the next day, to set ourselves up for success can make an extraordinary difference without even changing necessarily the exact things that we're eating, or, you know, having to cook all these extra meals or do any fancy meal prep or buy new things. We've got stuff to take with us. But with that movement, if we can get outside, that fresh air actually makes a huge difference too. So if you're somebody who is trying to figure out, you know, where to start with any kind of diet or lifestyle change, you don't have to start with both bookends, but picking either the very first hour of your day or the very last hour of your day and using that for self-care, setting yourself up for success can go a long way.
All right. And by the way, I lied about working out.
Oh, I know that. Yes.
I only worked out for 15 minutes.
Oh, only 15. Yeah, right. Oh, only 15. Do you all even right. walk to the radio station?
I did once.
Yeah, because your car was getting fixed.
In 42 years. Yeah. Yeah, I walked over to the theater one from here, too. That was,
there we go.
That was quite a day.
But yep. For those of you that are busy moving around, those little jaunts from, you know, down the block make a difference.
That's right. I tried to walk more.
There we go.
Yeah, but then my knee hurt, so.
That's a whole nother topic.
That's another program.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions, don't ask me.
That's right.
How do they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition, or call up here to the clinic in Madison, and you can get scheduled for a visit with me anytime.
Sounds good. And I will see you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Taco Tuesday here on Q92.